What are you doing in there, Joseph?
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM. KPHX, Greg Isaac, Joseph Faraday, our great producer Eric Reiner, and I actually do remember the song from the Joe Dirt trailer, I believe it was.
Joe's apartment.
Yeah, Joe's
we'll get
everywhere.
To Joe Dirt in our third segment.
Yeah, Joe Dirt too later on. But yeah, so.
Well, Joe's apartment was dirty.
Funky towel from, yeah, well, yeah. People.
Otherwise, there wouldn't have been cockroaches in.
And they wouldn't have funky towels. But of course, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Bug Show. I am a producer and a film critic in the. Joseph J. Erdo, alongside Greg Isaac, Dave Isaac, and, of course, Eric Reinert.
Who's still wondering how you make money as a film critic.
Yeah, you should hear... We need, like, a collection of all these things that Erica says in our
ears. Erica?
Eric, because I'm stuttering. We'll get to that.
I gotta turn your mic on, Dave.
Stuttering,
yes.
Joseph.
But, hi, Dave.
Oh, hello.
Welcome back. You missed Bobby. By the way, we'll get to our reviews a little bit later, but... Okay. Well,
you were out there watching some 70s shows.
I was watching Bonanza. I love that show.
60s shows.
A break?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to our special guest in just a moment. But by the way, this hour is brought to you by civil rights attorney Doris Markovic.
Really?
Ahead and if you have any civil rights claims or any just legal needs.
After all that, you got money out of her?
No, we have to do this. We have to.
Oh, you're just being nice to us.
Part of the settlement, yeah. Yeah. 20. We can't say this on the air. 206-309-9823. Again, Doris Markovic. 206-309-9823. Or give her an email at doris.markovic@gmail.com. That's Doris with two R's. DORRIS.Markovic. MARKOVIC@gmail.com for all of your legal needs and
your civil rights
all of your civil rights violations and whatnot if you have any issues there. But if you have any sugar babies or perhaps you were murdered in a sorority or perhaps your daughter was stolen, you'll want to speak with our next guest, actress Sarah Dugdale. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. She's probably a little bit confused right now, right? But you've got
or scared.
Yeah, that was a little awkward laugh. But you've got three movies that are set to debut over the next like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They're all coming out at once.
This is amazing. So you know, of course, we were talking about you earlier. Dave's got a crush, right?
Oh,
I do indeed.
Yeah. We all do, though. You're beautiful, but you're also talented. You've got so many projects behind you, but now we're going to look forward to these three projects. Let's start with Sugar Babies. That's on the Movie Network, is it?
Yes, correct. On July 24th.
July 24th. Okay, so next Friday. Tell us a little bit about what Sugar Babies is and what your character is in that film.
It's pretty much about these college girls who make arrangements with older men in exchange for money. So it's kind of like glorified escorts. And I play this girl named Rochelle, and she's a fiery redhead. And I got to get my hair dyed like this gorgeous Julianne Moore kind of red for it. And she's a brainy girl, which is super fun to play. And she gets persuaded by one of her best friends to become a sugar baby.
Wow, that's excellent. Okay, very, very
yeah.
Fascinating. Right? And so I know in your press kit that you love to change your hair for these roles, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
And so, is it the color or is it the hairdo or?
It's the color. I've been a blonde my whole life, and then in December I got it dyed red, and then a few months later, really dark brown.
Now,
so,
do you have a preference of what color?
I really love the red. It was pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. And, of course, let's next talk about the sorority murder. In this one is also it's July 31st on the Movie Network. So that's in a couple weeks, right? So that's a Friday, right?
Yeah,
Friday on the Movie Network. Yeah. So tell us about your character, Gabrielle.
Gabrielle is a member of the Beta Sigma Eta sorority. And she's a little self-absorbed, a little glued to her phone all the time, but she's a lot tougher than what she seems.
Okay. And this is kind of a thriller, right?
It is a thriller and a little bit of a horror. There is a dead body involved.
Oh. Okay, all right. Great. And we'll talk about one more than Stolen Daughter. And this one is July 26th on the Lifetime Network. You're playing Sarah Wilkins, right?
Yep, I'm playing the Stolen Daughter.
Oh, nice. So you're the title character in that one.
I am.
Let me ask you this. You know, I was reading up on, you know, since you started your career, and it looked like at age five you took your first dance class. Could you imagine, since age five, as you look back, how your career has blossomed? And did you ever imagine it would turn out like this?
Not really. I feel like looking back, it's kind of crazy because I was super shy growing up, and it's kind of crazy how I've blossomed and how acting has helped me even in my normal life, being more confident and just feeling like I can do more. And I'm really happy with where my career is going right now and getting to play all these different roles and not being kind of stuck in a certain type of role.
Does this involve a lot of work, or to you, is it just sort of a natural flow because you have so much talent and you're just enjoying each moment, moment to moment? Or would you describe it differently than that?
It is work, but I would say that it doesn't feel like work. Work has to be put into it, but it's the kind of work that I enjoy, and I would gladly sit down for hours and work on these amazing parts and get to do a job that I love to go to work every day.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier that you used to be shy when you were a kid. And would you say that the acting helped that? Or maybe we have some listeners who feel like they're a little bit shy. And I mean, is there anything that you might be able to suggest to them that helped you kind of break out?
I feel like acting has definitely helped me with that. And I feel like before I was always worried about what other people thought of me and how I looked to other people and the things I did. And now I feel like I'm more confident, and I feel like you don't have to worry about what other people think. It's all about what makes you happy and what makes you feel good. So I think that's very important.
You know, one of my favorite singers is Shania Twain. I was wondering if you have a couch there you can get on and start singing.
Oh, I don't have a couch right near me, but I love Shania Twain. She was my very first concert, and she is just awesome.
Oh, I love her, too. I think she was in Las Vegas just about a month ago. She's great. She's had some such great hits, and I never tried the couch thing, but let me ask you this.
It worked really well.
I bet it did. You probably got right in role, but do you sing, too? Are you a singer as well?
I do, yeah. I did a lot of musicals in high school growing up, and I still take voice lessons.
That is cool. And, you know, there's something else I noticed that's unique. You're getting your private pilot's license?
That is correct.
Wow.
I'm learning how to fly a Cessna 172, which is a little four-seater.
That is so cool. I got to tell you, you have a lot going on.
Dave, you know a lot about her. Are you stalking her?
No. I know. He says these things bit weird because, of course, we get a fact sheet about you. And so our listeners might be thinking, wow, Dave is a little bit creepy there.
Not creepy. I'm interested in sugar babies, however. But I think it's really cool
being
so diverse.
And that's what I was going to ask her, because she does make this mean chocolate chip cookie. What is... I've never tasted it, but what would you say makes this chocolate chip cookie that you make so excellent? What's the special ingredient?
Well, it comes from a recipe book that's technically a lighthearted book, so it's supposed to be healthier for you. Oh. But I put so many chocolate chips in that it kind of makes up for that, and it makes them so delicious.
So looking back, I don't know how old you are, but you look young, and you've had a wonderful career so far.
I'm ask her how old she is.
I'm not going to ask you. You never ask a woman how old they are. However,
I think it says it on IMDb.
Oh, does it? I didn't even check. However, from age five till now, and from now till, let's say, the next 20 or plus years, and you'll still be young, however, what do you foresee for yourself? I mean, it just seems to be going straight up for you as you joyfully really just live moment to moment. And that's really quite a credit to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So what do you see for yourself coming up?
Well, I guess just keep living moment to moment and not worrying too much about the future. I find that I can sometimes get too much in my head and be thinking too much ahead, which kind of gets in the way. And I think I'd love to just keep doing diverse, interesting projects with really awesome other actors and cool directors.
So that's excellent, and just sort of allow life to unfold, you know, the mysteries of life, but really living your passion as well, which is always what most people should do. What, you know, it doesn't matter what industry that you're in, but if you live that way, usually things turn out quite well for people. And what advice would you give a young aspiring actor?
I would say work hard and take classes and just throw yourself wholeheartedly into it.
Great advice. And once again, for our listeners, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Sarah Dugdale. We'll remind you about the three films that are coming up in the next couple of weeks in just a moment. But I want our listeners to also know that Sarah, you might recognize her from, she's been on Supernatural and Arrow, both on the CW, the USA Network's Rush, and also on R.L. Stein's The Haunting Hour. I understand that this Halloween, you're going to be in a movie as well on Sci-Fi Network, right?
Yes, called The Hollow.
Excellent. So you've got, you know, plenty of projects coming up. And is there one of these, you know, if we can only, I hate to put you on the spot, and if you can say no, but if there's only one of these three movies that are coming up that we can see, which one do you really want us to see for your role? Not in terms of the movie, but you really want us to see your performance in one of these three movies coming up. Which one?
I would say all of them are wonderful movies and they all had their own challenges, but I would probably say Stolen Daughter, because a lot of the days were spent in the back of a van being abducted and spending the time with my abductor. So I feel like there were a lot of really emotional days on that set. So I'm really excited to see how that performance turned out.
Terrific. Well, of course, yeah. So that one, A Stolen Daughter, it's on July 26th on the Lifetime Network. You know, they've got some great movies on there. I'm currently watching that Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell movie, that went really serious.
Oh,
one,
I've
Deadly
seen
Adoption.
That, yeah.
Interesting film. Yeah. So cannot wait to see Stolen Daughter again, July 26th on the Lifetime Network.
Didn't we have Lifetime people on last weekend?
Did we have? I think we did.
We did. Yeah, there was a couple of them.
You're right. And, you know, great network. And, of course, Sugar Babies is on July 24th on the Movie Network. And July 31st on the Movie Network is Sorority Murder. So thank you so much for joining us, actress Sarah Dugdale. We'd love to have you on again sometime, you know, maybe around Halloween for The Hollow.
I'd love to. Well, thank you so much for having me.
And have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
You guys too.
Take care.
That was great.
Yes.
I just love people that have it together.
Yeah.
And wasn't one of the Lifetime people we had on last weekend from Vancouver?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So is Sarah.
He was.
Canadians are very talented people. And
That was Matthew Kevin Anderson.
Yes, yep. And Sarah is from Vancouver as well.
And
Jill
Robin
Morrison
Scherbatsky
was also on. Oh, yeah, Robin. She yeah. is.
Robin Scherbatsky is from Canada.
Robin Scherbatsky, of course, is a huge Canucks fan, just like Matthew Kevin Anderson mentioned last week.
Yeah.
Well, he said that's all they had.
It is, but that's just his way of saying it. That's the point, you know. Hockey's the big thing.
Canadians are very talented people, and
very nice.
And the Canadian women are very attractive.
They are.
So that's why, Dave, you have to be careful. You read off these fact sheets. You gotta, you know, like clarify that. You know, I'm not stalking you, but I see here in your bio. Because otherwise, you know,
they sound a little scared.
She thought that art was imitating life, or life was imitating art.
I want to play the guy, the older guy.
She's going to be abducted in the van or whatever.
Oh, is that what happened?
I think so. But yeah, we really
There's
do appreciate
There's no mention of her age,
Sarah.
By the way, in IMDb.
I know.
I looked it up. I was wrong. But most of the time, they do put the age in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, they do. Absolutely. So.
Maybe she's on Wikipedia.
Perhaps. We will put our investigators on it. Sarah Dugdale, thank you so much for joining
us. We'll put our stalkers on it.
Yes.
Dave, get to work.
Yeah,
oh,
Dave.
Yes.
Dave, get to typing. Hands on the table. Hands on the table. All right. So let's hear a little bit about a little from Randy Newman.
Ooh, Newman.
Of course, this is the time of your life, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, I'm losing my voice. It is a time of my life.
Yes. From A Bug's Life,
love A
which
Bug's
you mentioned
life.
Earlier. Randy Newman singing Time of Your Life. Great Pixar film. Of course, speaking of Pixar.
Pixar likes Randy Newman.
Yes, they do.
Toy Story. How many Toy Stories has he been in?
Three and probably the fourth one.
So he was in every one of them?
Yeah. And Greg, of course, Pixar's Inside Out, still in theaters.
Absolutely. Good probably film. My favorite Pixar movie. Amazing.
Wow. Not mine.
Not mine either, but it was good.
Good. We agree.
No, we don't agree. You didn't like it at all.
Oh, so
you said it was horrible.
I like Ant-Man.
You're standing here.
Oh, you saw it too?
Last time you were out here, you said that you didn't like Inside Out at all.
You are quite correct.
Dave doesn't know very much.
I do too.
Member of the Phoenix Film Critics Society. I'm cool.
So Joseph.
Dave Isaac, CPA, entrepreneur, NLP expert.
Your aunt, an accountant.
Oh, because.
Accountant.
You know
CPA.
What they say when you have so many things that you do, you're probably not very good at one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Chasing too many rabbits, Dave.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'll be getting new rabbits hosting with me
next
week.
In all seriousness, he is actually a very good CPA. Probably
thank you.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you say it. That's right.
Are we going to break?
Yeah, let's just play.
Oh, we are?
Oh,
I love Randy Newman.
Oh, I thought we were already doing
No, we're really talking.
You thought we were off air?
No.
This is what happens during the breaks.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get the cam.
After dark.
The camera. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.